This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Now from the politics of refugee relocation to the politics of fashion. For Ravneet Vohra, founder of Oakland-based magazine Wear Your Voice, getting dressed is more than a matter of clothes. It's an act of reclaiming identity. Vohra was sexually abused as a young child, and after years of feeling disempowered, she's now on a mission to break the silence around the many things we keep hush. I sat down with Vohra to learn more. What is Wear Your Voice magazine?
Wear Your Voice magazine is an intersectional feminist publication redefining the way we are represented in the media. Being a woman of color, of Indian origin, I didn't feel represented in the media. I didn't feel the conversation or imagery was anything that I could relate to. So I took this frustration and I decided I was going to disrupt the status quo of what we have classically thought of as media made for women.
What were you seeing?
Cis female bodies, white, exceedingly long, size 0, size 2, something that I really couldn't relate to. And that when I looked around me, it seemed that I wasn't the only person who didn't look like the images in the magazine.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you go from that, because many, many, many people are listening to this saying, yes, I can relate to that frustration. But it's one thing to kind of just feel that frustration and kind of choose your media and move on to saying, I'm going to do something about it.
I always knew I had a calling in life. That was not just I was a personal stylist, I was a nutritionist, but it was very much an opportunity to talk one-on-one, but I wanted to talk 1 on 100,000.
Why is it important for me as a media consumer to relate to the person that is shown on the magazine?
It's to know that you're not alone, that your body or your conversation or the imagery that is familiar to you is still available to you, and that you are represented, you do matter, we do care. A tagline I had always use with my clients when I was styling them was, I will not make you look like a glossy fashion magazine. Please do not be afraid of my offering. Mm. What I will offer to you is you, but I will make it easier for you. Mm. And I told them, I will have you wear your voice. And at the end of the day, who are we to judge? And why are we policing someone else's body? At what point did this become an okay conversation? I know in the Indian culture, they police your body, no problem. And it became very much a part of our conversation. It wasn't until I was older when I realized, hang on, that's wholeheartedly inappropriate. The size of my calves and the size of my thighs are none of your business. And the color of the person next to me's skin, who they call wheatish, is again, none of your business. We are not defined by these Eurocentric beauty standards. And it's not that that woman who is 6 foot and white is considered to be a bad model of what we want to see in a magazine. On the contrary, all bodies are good bodies. The magazine industry for women and people in general, but for women is where I started, is that we're in the 1940s with an apron wrapped around our waist. We haven't moved and shifted, and the conversation is still where it was at many years ago. It's kind of refined, it's on point, it's fashionable, but it's still not progressive, not in the way that I knew that I could do it. Mm-hmm. The imagery is restrictive.
Well, Wear Your Voice is pretty bold in bringing to light many issues that we don't often talk about, mm-hmm. Like transphobia, for example. Why is this important to you to bring up these topics?
I mean, I know how I was brought up, and we didn't talk about homosexuality at all. You know, and if we did, it was given a different word, and it was said quietly under our breath. You know, we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about anything that really, which would teeter on the edge of something unknown, something a little bit scary. And I wanted to take that fear, I wanted to take the question marks away, and I wanted to give people an opportunity. I'm not going to judge you for not knowing, because I didn't know. Let me tell you something. When I saw this publication, there was a lot I didn't know. Hands up. So I'm not going to judge you for not knowing, but what I'm going to ask people to do is to get involved in the conversation, or if not, you don't have to even have the conversation. Just read it. Read it and grow with it, because this is our world. This is the world we are moving into. So I wanted to bring these conversations to light with the idea also at every moment I'm having an education and so is everybody else out there.
I have two daughters. You have a daughter.
Yeah.
They're little now, but by the time they grow up, what would you like their world to be like in terms of self-image, body image?
Hopefully, they will be able to look at a magazine tomorrow and see a woman or a person that they can relate to, be it color, be it body, be it conversation, and even able-bodied. You know, we have a lot of disability in our community. Sometimes it's also chronic illness, which is quite very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know what someone's going through, and that they should feel like they're represented and they're heard and they're seen and they do belong.